So welcome back to HTP Podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. And our whole mission here is to change the culture of tennis to a more positive and holistic approach, having one conversation out at a time. So today I have Rogelio here, and he is going to share his really amazing story and really has debunked, I think, a lot of tennis beliefs. I know he bunked my own belief about certain tennis qualities. So I'm going to let you introduce yourself, Rogelio, and tell us a little bit about you and how you got into tennis.
Yeah. So hello, everyone. My name's Rogelio Carvajal. I'm from Tempe, Arizona, and I started playing tennis nearly 4 years ago now, almost 3.5 years in high school. Most of my time playing tennis was really just playing with my friends and a lot of like hours on the court, just really having fun with my friends. And I really enjoyed that.
You know, you were self-taught tennis and learning things
Yes.
online. And I was like shocked. We met through Serve the Future, of course. I was like blown away because you had really good technique. I was just like, no way he taught himself that. Like, he had to have had a coach. How did you teach yourself, blowing so many myths out there that, you know, if someone would have been like, oh, can I teach myself tennis? I would have been like, no way, you need a coach. That's not possible. And I would really love to hear a story about that.
Yeah, so really, it was a lot of online research and looking at different videos and different websites and just gathering a bunch of information from different sources.
Yeah.
And trying to piece them all together and just see what worked for me. And it was a lot of trial and error on court, trying different stuff, trying different rackets, and really just came down to hours, putting in a lot of hours. And I was okay with it because it was really just fun. It was just like, felt like a hobby for me, my friends, to just go out and hit on court and try these new things. So I enjoyed the experience. And I feel like that's part of why I was able to excel. I was just enjoying my time on court so much that it was just fun for me to experiment with these new things.
Doing a ton of research and obviously putting in a lot of time. Like, did you ever like film yourself and then like back, or it's just like all like mental like imagery in your mind? Like, how did you actually do that?
I would say filming was actually one thing that was pretty helpful. It was good to, especially serving and ground strokes, it was good to record the gameplay and then later go back and look at the technique and see what I'm doing wrong, and maybe the next day go back and see how I can fix that just by tweaking certain things, maybe footwork or rotation or stuff like that. It really came from just recording. Recording is a big part and it's really helpful.
And then you said, you know, you play high school, you're in college now, and you go to BU. When you're in high school though, like, did you have a decent high school coach? Because sometimes it can be really hit or miss at the high school level, where you could have a really good coach, or he just, you know, he's a teacher in chemistry and has never seen tennis in his life.
Yeah, so in high school, my coach, I love her. She was such an amazing lady, but she was so hardworking, you know, and she had so many things to do. Tennis wasn't maybe one of her top priorities, but I was honestly okay with that. I feel like I was pretty independent. And I know she was trying her best to give us the support we needed. But yeah, she was just someone who enjoyed tennis and she was able to support us when the season came. But around the rest of the year, it was mostly left onto us, the players, to go in and practice and play with each other to try and improve.
Which is pretty typical at that high school level too. I would say most teachers are doing that. So what was it about tennis that you just loved? Like, you just wanted to go out there, play with your friends and get better. Like, what was it for you?
When we first started playing, it was very new. I hadn't really played any racket sports before. Growing up, I played a lot of basketball and a little bit of soccer. And holding something in your hand was like very abstract and foreign to all of us. So like, it was just fun to go out and play a racket sport. So we enjoyed it so much and we put in a lot of hours. Yeah.
What is it about tennis that you don't like, or that's really frustrating for you?
I'd say tennis is very hard to teach someone. A lot of times I meet people and I tell them that I play tennis, and they tell me how they're interested in playing tennis. And I offer to maybe go out and hit with them sometime. And then we get on court and it becomes just like a lesson of just me just basically telling them how to hold the racket like for 2 hours. And like, it's kind of crazy to me that a whole sport, like, you can spend 2 hours and still like not even like play. Like, it's very hard to get like the fundamentals of tennis. And I feel like that's one thing that can maybe draw people away from the sport.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, you got the level where you can have like consistent hitting sessions and play out like games and everything and matches. just, I feel like the sport just becomes so much fun and so much better at that point.
Totally, right on. I mean, there is a huge enjoyment that comes when you can start to create rallies, and then after create rallies, like control where you're hitting the ball and the placement. It just, you can then from there, like add strategy, you know, it becomes like a chess match. And I think too, you know, obviously we're talking a lot about skill and technique, but the mental side is such a strong part. And I think anytime you're learning something new and it is hard, it takes a certain mindset. You have a certain mindset just from hearing your story. A lot of people don't have, a lot of people would get discouraged immediately. You know, if they can't do something right away, like they just want to give up. What were like at those points where maybe you felt like giving up, or overall, I know you're just out there having fun. You weren't trying to play tournaments per se or anything like that, but that can still stop people from going out and having a great workout and getting reaping all the health benefits from tennis. What was it that kept you like wanting to get better and keep going and keep going? Like,
person who motivated me to get better. At my high school, there's a teacher, his name is Ryan Dignan, and he was pretty solid at tennis. And I remember one time I asked him to play, and we would just start playing more and more often. Eventually we were playing once or twice a week. And I would always like that, like friendly competition between me and him would always just like push me to get better. And it was great practice because he was pretty solid. He'd been playing for a while. So like, it was good for me. It was fun for him. So like, we were both just enjoying ourselves having like competition. And then on top of that, meeting other tennis players from local high schools, like surrounding high schools, and playing with them as well. Just, I feel like just meeting people that you enjoy their company and you can go and hit and play tennis with, I feel like that's the main motivator for me, at least. And keeps me going and makes me want to get better.
I love that. That's really cool. Competition actually like brought more out of you. Competition can do that. It can be like two factors. Like one, you're like, yes, like I want to beat this person. I feel like overall, typically, like guys are better at that than girls, where it's like you can be friends and you can be competitive and not take it personal. Not all girls, but a lot of girls, you know, you get competitive, maybe you beat them and then like you're not friends with them anymore. So how has tennis like impacted your life?
It's kind of funny because tennis, honestly, at first I joined it like kind of as a joke because our chemistry teacher was the coach at our high school, and me and my friends were like looking for a sport to play in the spring and just like engulf my schedule, and where like I was wanting to play like every day, maybe like 2 hours a day. And I was like just having so much fun playing, and I was just playing like nonstop. So like that impacted my life throughout a lot of high school. I was playing a lot because I was just enjoying myself so much.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, once I got to university, tennis became almost like a networking platform for me.
Okay.
A lot of the friends I made were through tennis, just seeing people, tennis coming up in a conversation and asking them if they want to go play sometime, and then just going playing. It was so much fun like that. I met one of my best friends at college. His name is Kurt Lang. It was funny. We played, actually, he's from Phoenix as well, Phoenix area. And we played against each other in doubles, in a doubles match in high school.
Oh, no way.
And, yeah. And
that's funny.
I saw him because he also attends BU, and yeah. I saw his shirt. He was wearing the shirt from his high school, and I recognized it. So I went up to him and I asked him if he wanted to play tennis sometime. And yeah, then we started playing, we started hanging out, and now he's one of my closest friends.
That's so cool. I think that's the beauty of tennis too, is like you really can find a community. You can find your people and do something that, you know, you love, you really enjoy, and it's healthy. You get so many like health benefits without having to like try.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy to get out and go play because you don't need, like other sports, you need much more people. Tennis, you can just go with one friend and go hit a tennis ball around a court for like an hour, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, absolutely. At BU, is like club tennis pretty big?
So there's like levels to it. There's a intramural tennis, which is pretty much like you register your name and then people can find you online and ask you if you want to play. I don't think I got too into that.
Okay.
Then there's recreational tennis, which is like a tennis club that meets like once on Sundays, once a week. And you go and you can go play. It's like a kind of like a mini game style. Me and Kurt usually attend that. It's kind of fun. Then there's club tennis. They go and compete, I think, with other colleges. I'm pretty sure they do. I didn't get too into that. And then, of course, there's the D1 team, which they're like at the top. Yeah. And then, of course, in between all of that, there's just people who go play like on their own time for fun, like on the weekends or on after class.
Cool. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. What is one advice you would share if someone who you moved across the country going to a new college, right? You don't know anyone and they're trying to find their people, they're trying to find their community. What would be like one thing that you would suggest trying something new?
I would say if you're in a new setting and you don't know anybody, you should not be afraid to just something as simple as like introducing yourself to your neighbor, someone next to you. It's like it can go a long way and you never know what friendships you can make out just from saying what's up and introducing yourself. It's so simple, but like it works.
I love that. Especially for people who have a hard time. I was definitely a shy person and it actually wasn't till I went to college where just meeting more and more people where I got more comfortable doing that. So you're so right on. I mean, some of those people that I met in college, you know, I'm still friends with today. And it would have never happened if one of us just said like, hey, what's your name?
Yeah.
What's going on? And it's like, it really does change your life. And you share those common things. And it's very enriching. Thank you so much today, Rogelio, for sharing your story. I appreciate it. And all the best to you. You have a bright, bright future. Tell me again, what are you majoring in?
I'm studying mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering. Yeah. So you are on a great track. So much ahead of you. It's exciting. So all the best to you and take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you as well.
Bye.
Bye.